Mr. Kilduff on the line.
Thank you.
Any news, Mike?
No news at all, Mr. President. I heard on ABC, or rather my wife told me that she heard it. I was talking to her in Washington that they said that Humphrey was on his way back. Luckily, I haven't had any queries on it, so I haven't had to say anything about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's gone, so you can tell him that he left here between 3 and 4 o'clock.
All right, sir. Now, we've got two things for tomorrow. I told them, I briefed at 1:30, Mr. President.
Yeah.
And I told them that I would post around 6 any activities for tomorrow. Now, we do have the noontime. I have a memo here from Valenti, where you'll call the Plasterers Union in Philadelphia. Number one. Number two, you'll have the signing of the food stamp bill. I believe you have draft remarks for use at that ceremony. Do you want sound on film in your office to cover that?
No, I don't think they'd use it, do you?
Yeah, I think they'd use it.
I believe you just have a madhouse out here if you go to have them out here. I'd just issue the statement.
All right. Let me just put those statements out then.
Yeah.
And give, can I give a copy of the tape to the networks that you used for their use on broadcast if they want it?
Well, what tape will it be used?
Well, in other words, Signal Corps will set up the feed from your telephone at your desk.
To what?
To the convention in Philadelphia.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I could give them a tape of that.
Yeah. If I guess, yeah.
All right, sir. Can I go ahead and announce that?
Let me see
that.
Now. I don't know what I'm saying here on that. I don't know whether that's something we want to publicize or not. Let me see what I got.
That's President Leonard and members. Starts out.
What they do is they just tap my telephone line and take it. Is that it?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, all right.
And then the statement, I'll just put out as a press release the statement of the signing of the food stamp.
Yeah, release when I sign it.
All right, sir. It is reported that you had mentioned to a cameraman out there that you would see them tomorrow. Were you planning a press conference for tomorrow?
No, I haven't told any of them.
All right, sir.
No. I don't have any reason for a press conference. I don't know. I just saw them, by God, all week long, and I don't know what the great news is. I just, they had all the stories today, said there's great, he held no conferences like, by God, did when I come home to rest, I'm supposed to spend all of my day working with them.
I don't see any reason for a press conference.
Whatever. Just say
I really tell
them I know of no reason in God's world for it.
Two reasons, Mr. President, I think that it would be inadvisable to hold a press conference. First of all, they're going to get into that damn Philadelphia mess, and I really don't think you should get into that too deeply. Number one. Number two, they're going to try to drag you out on Vietnam until that thing settles down. I think it would be best if you stayed away from it, sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
All right, sir. Now, of course, they're bugging me. Have you made up your mind yet, sir, on possible departure plans?
No, I haven't. I just tell them that I haven't had time to think of it. They raise hell all week on when I'm leaving Washington to get down here. They wonder when I'm going back.
Right.
I knew I wouldn't tell them.
All right, sir.
I don't know.
Now, lastly, and of course, the most important, sir, we're going to have to, I'll brief them around noon tomorrow, put out these remarks, and they're going to want to know where George is.
Well, where is he?
Well, he won't be going back to Washington.
When?
This evening.
Well, it's this. He ought to come out here. Tell him to do that.
Do you want to see him, sir?
Yeah, I told him this morning.
Oh, he wasn't aware of that, sir. You want him to come out there by chopper?
Well, whenever, I don't care how. Whenever he wants to, just tell him to call up and tell him when he plans to. He ought to do that.
All right, sir. I'll do that right away.
Okay.